Today, of course, celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Tomorrow is the Feast of Our Lady of Loreto, the little house where Our Lady lived. And then Thursday is the Feast of Our Lady Guadalupe. So this is definitely a very Marian week this week. And these feasts, of course, are related, especially today's feast and Our Lady Guadalupe. When Juan Diego was on his way to Mass on the 9th of December, which is today, it was the Feast of the Immaculate Conception in the Spanish colonies. And so he was going to observe that feast, as we all are here today to do so. And so this feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe reveals to us that it was celebrated in the different ages of the church, even from very early. The church fathers used to like to talk about Mary as being the new Eve. We saw in the Genesis reading today that there was already the announcement of a gospel. The Proto-Evangelium from Genesis speaks about how the woman is going to crush the head of the ancient serpent. So there's enmity between her and her offspring and that of the evil one. And of course, then in the gospel today, we have the story of Gabriel, Saint Gabriel, visiting our Blessed Mother, announcing to her the good news. And he says in Greek a word that means, "You who have always been full of grace." You have always been full of grace. And so already in the gospel, in the Proto-Evangelium of Genesis, we have the teachings that have now come down to us definitively by Pope Pius IX in 1854, that our Blessed Mother, in view of the fact that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of the Savior, was kept free from all sin, including the sin of Adam. No other person in our whole race was privileged as she was. She's our solitary boast, as they say, because God wanted to do in her a great thing, preparing her to be the mother of the Savior. He wanted a tabernacle to be completely pure and clean from sin. So today we honor her because God honors her. We love her because God loves her. So we are God's children. We imitate what God does. So today let us rejoice in this great feast, Our Lady's Immaculate Conception.